The dollar is dying. The Biden regime is killing it with hyperinflationary money printing at the Federal Reserve to pay for its endless communist wish list, to bribe its socialist voting base, and to transfer money from the working class to the rich. It's already affecting about half of U.S. citizens, and it's not just our currency, it's all of them. They're all printing as fast as they can to try to keep up with what we're doing, devaluing our own currency. In tonight's episode, we're going to look very closely at just what hyperinflation looks like, where it's already starting to show up, and how it's already starting to impact at least 50% of the United States population. This is going to be a terrifying episode for anyone who cares at all about providing for anyone that they love, including just putting food on the table. But it's information that you need to know. Without further ado, welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news. Let's dive in.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
According to a recent Gallup poll just earlier this month, 45% of American households are already reporting financial hardship to some degree, with 35% saying that that degree is moderate, and 10% saying it's severe. That number is bound to get worse as the prices of virtually everything continue to go up, while wages, even if they increase, will never keep up. Add to that the plandemic supply chain crisis that's seemingly intentional and unabating, and even if you have the money to buy things, you may soon not be able to find them. Recent data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics is even highlighting the rising costs across the board, showing that specific sectors are having rapid price increases in virtually every category, including the basic staples such as food, gasoline, natural gas, oil, and even things like bread and eggs. In fact, food inflation was already bad, and that's before the prices of oil, fertilizer, and everything else that goes into creating the food that we need also went up. Beef is up at least 24% year over year, gasoline over 50% just in 2021, laundry equipment 15%, hotels, motels 26%, natural gas nearly 30%, used cars and trucks, many have commented, over 25%, even bacon is over 20%, and furniture and bedding, 11%, even renting a vehicle is up 40%. Energy and everything else is following right behind, with energy services topping 11% so far. And all of this, of course, begs the question, is this paper that we use to buy and sell going to be worth anything in a few months or a few years' time? And if it's not, or if we're not sure, why are we holding on to it? A favorite motto of mine lately has been anything but the dollar, because even bubblegum is going to hold its value better than the US dollar. And as admitted in a Wall Street Journal op-ed by former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh, he says, inflation is a choice. It's a choice for which the Fed is chiefly responsible. And he's right. He should know. He was part of the Fed. But is it really a choice? The government's choice is to stop the money printing and watch the entire economy and their power crumble alongside the dollar. The other choice is to continue to inflate away all of their debts and pass on the economic damage, the hardship, and the poverty to we the people. Who do you think they're going to make suffer? The elite ruling class, or we, the people? If history is any teacher, they will pass the buck to us, and we will pay the price. And that price will be, in some cases, more than we can bear. And yet, for governments, it's great. They get to inflate away their massive, unpayable debt. And the end result is that the cost of everything goes up, as there are way more paper dollars chasing the same amount of finite stuff. It's just simple supply and demand. The more paper dollars there are out there, of course, being passed out to the big companies first, we don't get that money from the Fed. The more paper dollars are competing for the same amounts of goods and services, the finite things that we the people can produce from our blood, sweat, and tears. I've never met a plumber who could print pipes, or an electrician who could connect and wire up a house with a 3D printer. And yet that is exactly what governments do. When they push the button, they add zeros to the total number of currency out there. They're stealing your blood, sweat, and tears, your saved energy. It's called inflation. And they want you to believe that it's merely transitory, and that a little bit of it is a good thing. But it's not. Not if you actually work for a living. It's a hole in the bottom of your savings bucket. And all of your savings are draining out all the time, as long as you're sitting in the dollar. If you listen quietly, you may even hear a sucking sound as this money-printing hyperinflation starts to spiral out of control. Even the cost for those who are making the things that we buy, producing the goods and the services that we consume, are going up at a record pace. And of course, those companies are not going to eat the cost. They're going to have to pass it on to we the people. And if we were using the same CPI, Consumer Price Index, that we used back before the government rigged the numbers in their own favor to hide true inflation from back in 1982, the rate would actually be up to 15% CPI. That is the worst in U.S. history, and it's just starting. If you'd like to see where this heads, you have no further to look than Turkey, which is going through the very beginning stages of a hyperinflation that's so bad that the price of things have gone up, in some cases, 10% in a single day. In fact, Apple, the company that creates your iPhones, cut them off at one point because they could no longer be sure that the currency, the money of the state, would be worth anything the following day. Ask yourself, whatever it is, your background, your job, would your company, would you as a business owner, or whatever your job is, would you sell to Turkey, knowing that the currency might be worth 10%, 20%, 50% less the very next day? Why would you want that? Why wouldn't you just keep your stuff? Or better yet, why not ask for something of value instead? Why not say, I don't want that paper, but if you got something that's really worth anything, let's make a win-win trade. And on that note, let's discuss the silver lining, if you will, of this rather dark cloud. History has shown that one thing above all others has managed to fight the effects of inflation and even stop it completely. One thing above all others has kept its value and its ability to purchase food, goods, or services anywhere in the world at any time. That thing is precious metals. I'm talking about gold, and I'm talking about silver. It's less illustrious, yet very excitable, little sister. Gold has kept its purchasing power even balanced against the inflation-adjusted rise of assets such as stocks and bonds for thousands of years. 1 ounce of gold can buy today about the same as it could in 1913, when the Federal Reserve deceptively usurped our American financial system using much the same tactics that we see from shady elections today. Inflation has been called a stealth tax by some, but gold and silver are money. The U.S. dollar and all other fiat currencies are just currency, paper, like the Monopoly money that we played with as children. When Venezuela hit hyperinflation, the revaluation against gold was 5,000% or more overnight, and reaching 10 million% within the 3 years since. Citizens in this oil-rich nation, once considered to have a higher standard of living even than Texas, were suddenly plunged into desperate survival, even hunting the local zoo animals or dumpster diving for rats. An underground economy quickly emerged, and people transacted in gold and silver to afford food. Those who did not have gold or silver or something else to barter with quickly lost a substantial percentage of their body weight as they slowly starved, waiting in communist breadlines. Of course, this reprieve came only if they were on the government's good side. One can easily argue that it is government's ability to print money out of thin air that allows for much of the corruption and evil in today's world. And there's only one solution, ultimately, to this problem, and that is to abandon, to the extent that we are able, dealing in paper currency, and to return to real money, gold and silver. And yet, one problem may creep into your thoughts even as you listen to my words now. Who can afford gold? It was once said in Norm Franz's prescient book, Money and Wealth in the New Millennium, a prophetic guide to the New World Economic Order. Quote, gold is the money of kings, silver is the money of gentlemen, barter is the money of peasants, but debt is the money of slaves. End quote. Now, while you and I may be unable to afford gold, anyone that shops at McDonald's can afford silver, at least for now. And I believe a silver bullet is just what's in order to slay this monster. In contrast to gold, silver is small, flexible, and affordable. It also has much going in its favor, even over gold. It's running out quickly, and the bullion banks are nearly depleted. It's being used faster than it can be mined, and unlike gold, which is largely hoarded and unused, there may even be more physical gold above ground than silver, due to the industrial and medical demands, exacerbated by a growing communist push for solar panels. Think about the Green New Deal, or the push for electrical vehicles. Silver is just incredibly useful. And yet, while this asset has been suppressed by governments and banksters for decades, barely budging, where other commodities have grown parabolic since the Federal Reserve first plugged in their money printers, silver is ready to pop in a way that we've never seen before in living memory, because the games that they play to suppress the price and thereby protect their dollar and its monopoly as money are coming to an abrupt and shocking end. Traditionally, fractional reserve accounting gimmicks have allowed entities like the bullion banks to sell 100 or more ounces of gold or silver for every 1 ounce that they actually owned and stocked. So they could slam the price of metals anytime they wanted by merely, just like with the dollar, printing them out of thin air. This game is nearly up, and it's probably going to happen within the next year. Why do I make such a bold claim? Because the people have caught on to the gimmick. They are now draining and depleting the physical supply of precious metals, especially silver, at rapid and record paces. While many who understand inflation is a threat and seek to preserve their wealth have turned away from traditional investments like stocks and bonds, most of them are still using the paper, gold, and silver assets printed out of thin air to do so. For example, the SLV and the GLD. Yet, a growing and energetic coalition has emerged that is not only taking advantage of the suppressed prices while they can, they are waking others up to the manipulations and the solution. Drain the swamp by draining its monopoly on money, by draining the physical supply of silver. This is the Great Awakening, and the time to buy, in my humble opinion, has never been better. The ratio of gold to silver has never looked so good, For most of human history, it took about 15 to 18 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. Today, it takes 80 ounces of silver because of the price suppression. And while we can't hope to make a dent in the physical supply of gold, because it's just too big and too expensive, we the people have the complete and total power to break the banksters, the governments, and even slay the beast system using a silver bullet. It is my hope that you'll spread this video far and wide. If enough people see this, we can perhaps survive and halt the New World Order's agenda before it's too late, and create a golden future for all.